This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke on Monday with the leaders of Qatar and Egypt as he pushes for a deal aimed at a Gaza ceasefire and the release of some hostages held by Hamas militants, the White House said.
The onus is indeed on Hamas. There is a deal on the table, and they need to take it.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that progress has been made in recent days toward arranging a hostage deal. A protest encampment at Columbia University in New York remained standing on Monday, well past a deadline to disperse or face suspension, after the school's president said talks with pro-Palestinian activists had reached an impasse. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
One key demand of the protesters is that Columbia divest assets that support Israel's military. University President Manoush Shafiq said Columbia would not do so, but offered to invest in health and education in Gaza and make the school's direct investment holdings more transparent. Protesters vowed to keep their encampment on the New York City campus until Columbia meets three demands: divestment, transparency in Columbia's finances, and amnesty for students and faculty disciplined for their part in the protests. Columbia said students who did not vacate the encampment would face suspension and become ineligible to complete the semester in good standing.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Palestinian health officials say Israeli airstrikes on the southern Gaza city of Rafah have killed at least 22 people, including 6 children and 5 women. One of the children killed in the strikes overnight into Monday was just 5 days old. Israel says Rafah is the last major Hamas stronghold in Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Flash floods and a landslide in central Kenya killed at least 45 people and injured over 110 others on Monday as floodwaters swept away houses and cars, the government said. Police initially blamed the flooding on a burst dam. However, the Ministry of Water later said it was caused by a river tunnel under a railway embankment becoming blocked with debris. The ministry said, quote, the water swept the railway line and started moving downstream with a very high speed and velocity, causing destruction of property and loss of lives. The debris from a missile that landed in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv on January 2nd was from a North Korean ballistic missile, United Nations sanctions monitors told a Security Council committee in a report seen by Reuters on Monday. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Days after the January strike, the local prosecutor's office showed fragments of the missile to the media, suggesting they could have been from one supplied by North Korea. In the report, the monitors concluded that the debris was from a Hwasong-11 series missile and is in violation of the arms embargo on North Korea. It's been under UN sanctions since 2006 over its ballistic missile and nuclear programs. The U.S. and others have previously accused North Korea of transferring weapons to Russia to use against Ukraine, which it invaded over 2 years ago. Both have denied the accusations.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. At least 3 law enforcement officers in the U.S. state of North Carolina were killed trying to serve a warrant in the city of Charlotte on Monday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Authorities say several officers were killed in a shootout, and a half dozen other law enforcement officers were injured. A suspect is also dead. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg police chief says the officers were immediately fired on when they approached the home to bring a wanted armed felon into custody. Police shot one suspect in the front yard, but then more shots were fired from inside the house. A news helicopter pilot says he couldn't even show the graphic images from that property. After a 3-hour standoff, a SWAT team made entry. 2 people inside are being questioned. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ecuador has filed a complaint on Monday at the top UN court over what it called Mexico's illegal decision to grant political asylum to a former Ecuadorian vice president, which led to Ecuador's highly criticized raid on the Mexican embassy earlier this month. The Ecuadorian complaint at the International Court of Justice in the Netherlands intensifies a high-profile diplomatic quarrel with Mexico, which has filed its own complaint with the panel alleging that Ecuador's highly unusual raid was illegal. I'm Joe Ramsey.